This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 128 for Tuesday, November 1st. ICE Canada futures pushed higher on Tuesday in showing some independent strength. At the final settlement, the January canola contract gains $5.20 at $8.84.20 per ton, and the March contract adds $1.50 at $8.86.10 per ton. A trader says the January contract could kick higher should Chicago soy oil remain well above 70 U.S. cents per pound, but he warns there's pressure to keep a lid on canola prices from climbing higher. The trader also states that canola crush margins remain far too high, that either the margins must contract or canola prices must improve in relation to product values. He says those crush margins will generate strong demand that Canada's canola supplies won't be able to meet despite a decent harvest this year. While Chicago soybeans are stronger, there is some upward movement in soy oil and soy meal is easing back. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are higher. Good upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is higher with the loonie at 73.43 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.27. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report after the markets closed yesterday. The worst of the report shows winter wheat conditions across the U.S. at a record low, 28% good to excellent, as of October 30th. The planting of winter wheat is at 87% complete, slightly above the five-year average. The USDA says the corn harvest is 76% done and is 12 points ahead of the average pace. The soybean harvest is also well ahead of pace at 88% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The January contract rises 28 cents at $14.48 per bushel. December soy oil adds nearly 0.2 cents at 73.37 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $3.30 at $4.24.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday as the December contract is up 6 cents at $6.98 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its contract up 10.5 cents at $3.99.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago December jumping 20 cents at $9.02.5. Kansas City December adds 11 cents at $9.90. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up a nickel at $9.87. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 1st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.